glad you're with us on this Tuesday edition of Take Five at the Journey. And got a great scripture for you today found in 1 Kings 3:3, 3, 4, and 5. And so let me read that to you. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. And he sacrificed and burned incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place, 1,000 burnt offerings. I want you to remember that, 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give thee?" You know, this is an interesting thing that Solomon really loved the Lord. And as he loved the Lord, it's interesting, the Bible says he walked in those statutes, the laws of God or the word of God. And you know, if we really love the Lord, we're going to try to be obedient kids. But then it goes on to say that he went to this high place to offer, where Jewish people offered up burnt offerings. He offered 1,000. Now that's a remarkable thing, because God only required him to offer one, but he wanted to do 1,000. So as he did 1,000, then that night he had a dream from God, and God said, "Ask whatever you want from me, I will give it unto you." I believe it touches the heart of God when we don't only just do what we have to do, but we do more than what is even required of us. You know, as the Bible says, if somebody asks you to go a mile, go another mile. Don't just go 1 mile, but go another mile. If somebody asks you for your coat, just don't give them one coat, give them 2 coats. You know what? God will honor that. And I've seen that over and over in people's lives. When they go beyond even what God has asked them to do, God will bless them. And you know, I want to stay in harmony with the Lord, and I want to stay in harmony with what God's word is teaching. And you know what? I'm going to try to do more than what is really asked of me. I want to do more in my life than what is asked of me, so that God can bless me and so that I can honor the Lord. I love you. I want you to say to yourself this day, God is a good God and the devil's a bad devil.